Aries, March 21 to April 19, your deep psyche will soon well up with extra creativity and fertility. I hope you will eagerly tap into these gifts. You should assume that you will be more imaginative and ingenious than usual. You will have an enhanced ability to solve problems with vigor and flair. In what areas of your life would you love to gently erupt with a burst of reinvention? Which of your habits might benefit from being cheerfully disrupted? Give yourself permission to change whatever bores you. Taurus, April 20 to May 20. My teacher Paul Foster Case said the color yellow is midway between warm, exciting red and cool, calming blue. Yellow has an equilibrating influence, he wrote. It stimulates the finer functions of the brain, is of assistance in developing alertness and discrimination, and helps to establish emotional balance. According to my astrological analysis, Taurus, you should emphasize this hue in the coming days. If you call on yellow to help strengthen the qualities Case describes, you will place yourself in sweet alignment with cosmic rhythms. Gemini, May 21 to June 20. Because I enjoy joking with you, I am slightly tempted right now to give you one of the following nicknames: fidgety, twitch, jittery, quivers, or shakes. But I will take a more serious tack. Let's instead see if we can influence you to slow down, stabilize your rhythm, get really steady and secure, and stand strong in your foundational power spot. Would you consider adopting any of the following nicknames? Anchor, unshakable, sturdy, rock solid, staunch, steadfast, resolute. Cancer, June 21 to July 22. The sometimes overly clever author Oscar Wilde said, "When the gods wish to punish us, they answer our prayers." I reject that warped view of reality and assure you it will have no bearing on your life in the coming weeks. If you formulate your prayers with care and discernment, they will lead you to rewards, not problems. Maybe not the exact rewards you imagined, but still close to your hopes and helpful in the next chapter of your life story. P.S. No sloppy, lazy, careless prayers, please. Be precise and clear. Leo, July 23, August 22. Leo theologian Bernard McGinn defines mysticism as the consciousness of the immediate presence of God. In other words, people having a mystic experience are filled with a visceral sensation of the divine intelligence. It's not just an idea or concept, it's a deeply felt communion infused with intimate tenderness. You Leos will be more likely than usual to have such contact in the coming weeks, if you want it. If you don't want it, or don't believe it's real, or don't think it's possible, well, then, you can of course resist it. But why not give it a whirl? There's nothing to lose, and it could be fun. Virgo, August 23 Sept. 22, here's a parable for you. Once upon a time, there was a woman who could read the future in the night sky. She regarded the planets and stars as her divine informants. On one moonless evening, she took a walk down a dirt road near her home. It was so dark she could barely see 2 feet ahead of her. Oops! She should have brought a flashlight. Lost in wonder, she gazed up at the heavenly bodies, watching and listening for revelations they might have for her. Then one of the lights, the planet Saturn, whispered, "Stop and look down, friend." The woman turned her eyes from the sky to the ground just in time to find she was 2 strides away from stepping into a deep, muddy hole. What's the moral of the tale? Here are some possibilities. 1. Sometimes the heights provide useful information about the depths. 2. Soaring visions may help you tune in to practical details. 3. To become aware of important facts you've overlooked in your daily rhythm, consult your higher mind. Libra, September 23, October 22, a Libran writer I know received many rejection notices when he launched his career. I was amazed at how undaunted he was. In fact, he was the opposite of undaunted. He taped copies of his rejection notices to his bedroom wall. Seeing the evidence of his failures motivated him. It drove him to improve his writing and churn out even more articles. It fueled his search for a wider array of publications that might host his work. During the 4th year of this approach, luck and fate turned in his favor. Within the next 8 months, 12 of his pieces appeared in print. My muses tell me, Libra, that you need to hear this story right now. Scorpio, October 23, November 21, the cartoon character Bart Simpson is one of the stars of The Simpsons animated TV show. According to him, life is a paradox. You're damned if you do and damned if you don't. While that principle may sometimes be true, I believe you will be exempt from it in the coming weeks. In fact, I suspect you will be as free as it's possible for a human to be of grueling contradictions, frustrating oppositions, clashing truths, and paralyzing contraries. There's a good chance you will also outwit and avoid annoying incongruities and silly arguments. Congratulations in advance, Scorpio. Take full advantage of this phase of simple clarity. Sagittarius, November 22nd Deck. 21. The dragon has appeared in the myths and legends of many cultures. Europe, China, and Mesoamerica are just a few places where the fire-breathing flying reptiles have fascinated the human imagination. In some traditions, they are dangerous and predatory. In China, though, they have been harbingers of good fortune and symbols of great power. Emperors claimed the dragon as their special emblem. In assigning the dragon to be your soul creature, Sagittarius, I am drawing from Chinese lore. What would you like to accomplish that would benefit from you having access to fierce, dynamic, indomitable energy? Call on the dragon for help and power. Capricorn, December 22, Jan. 19. There is a world of people who will love you for who you are, writes author Cheryl Strayed. A whole, vibrant, fucked up, happy, conflicted, joyous, and depressed mass of people. In the coming months, one of your prime tasks is to specialize in communing with these folks. Make it your intention to surround yourself more and more with interesting, imperfect, ever-changing life lovers who appreciate you for exactly who you are, and who inspire you to grow more and more into the full idiosyncratic glory of your authentic self. Aquarius, January 20th Feb. 18. What psychic or prophet is most popular with A-list celebrities? I can assure you it's not me. Few of my millions of readers are world famous. What about the planet's most scientifically accurate astrologer? Who might that be? It ain't me. I don't regard astrology as a science, and I mistrust those who say it is. In my view, astrology is a mythopoetic language and psychospiritual system that nurtures our souls and helps liberate us from our conditioning. We shouldn't try to get scientifically accurate information from it. Now I encourage you to do what I just did, Aquarius. Have fun telling people who you are not, what you don't believe in, and which goals you aren't interested in pursuing. Pisces, February 19th to March 20th. To come up with your astrological reports, I study the positions of the sun, moon, and planets in relation to your sign. That's the technical part of the work, the framework within which I unleash my intuition and imagination. To augment this work, I meditate and pray, asking higher powers to guide me in providing useful information for you. I often consult books written by my favorite astrology writers. Currently reading Stephen Forrest's The Elements series. I also ask my deep mind to slip me info that might not be accounted for by traditional factors. How about you, Pisces? How do you do the work that you love and care about? Now is a good time to take inventory and make necessary adjustments. Homework. Is there anyone you love that you could or should love better? Newsletter.freewillastrology.com